Chapter 139. Mean to do, sir? Apostrophe apostrophe returned Mr. Tapley. I. What course of life do you mean to pursue? Apostrophe, well, sir, apostrophe said Mr. Tapley. The fact is, that I have been a-thinking rather of the matrimonial line, sir. Apostrophe, you don't say so, Mark. Apostrophe apostrophe cried Tom. Yes, sir. I've been a-turning of it over. Apostrophe, and who is the lady, Mark? Apostrophe apostrophe, the witch, sir? Apostrophe apostrophe said Mr. Tapley. The lady. Come. You know what I said, apostrophe replied Tom, laughing, as well as I do. Apostrophe apostrophe, Mr. Tapley suppressed his own inclination to laugh, and with one of his most whimsically twisted looks, replied. You couldn't guess, I suppose, Mr. Pinch? Apostrophe apostrophe, how is it possible? Apostrophe apostrophe said Tom. I don't know any of your flames, Mark. Except Mrs. Lupin, indeed. Apostrophe, well, sir. Apostrophe apostrophe retorted Mr. Tapley. And supposing it was her. Apostrophe, Tom stopping in the street to look at him, Mr. Tapley for a moment presented to his view an utterly stolid and expressionless face, a perfect dead wall of countenance. But opening window after window in it with astonishing rapidity, and lighting them all up as for a general illumination, he repeated. Supposing, for the sake of argument, as it was her, sir. Apostrophe apostrophe, why I thought such a connection wouldn't suit you, Mark, on any terms. Apostrophe apostrophe cried Tom. Well, sir, I used to think so myself, once, apostrophe said Mark. But I ain't so clear about it now. A dear, sweet creature, sir. Apostrophe, a dear, sweet creature? To be sure she is, apostrophe cried Tom. But she always was a dear, sweet creature, was she not? Apostrophe, apostrophe, was she not? Apostrophe, apostrophe assented Mr. Tapley. Then why on earth didn't you marry her at first, Mark, instead of wandering abroad, and losing all this time, and leaving her alone by herself, liable to be courted by other people? Apostrophe apostrophe, why, sir, apostrophe retorted Mr. Tapley, in a spirit of unbounded confidence, I'll tell you how it come about. You know me, Mr. Pinch, sir, there ain't a gentleman alive as knows me better. You're acquainted with my constitution, and you're acquainted with my weakness. My constitution is, to be jolly, and my weakness is, to wish to find a credit in it. Worry good, sir. In this state of mind, I gets a notion in my head, that she looks on me with a eye of with what you may call a favorable sort of a eye in fact, apostrophe said Mr. Tapley, with modest hesitation. No doubt, apostrophe replied Tom. We knew that perfectly well, when we spoke on this subject long ago, before you left the Dragon. Apostrophe, Mr. Tapley nodded assent. Well, sir. But being at that time full of hopeful visions, I arrives at the conclusion, that no credit is to be got out of such a way of life as that, where everything agreeable would be ready to one's hand. Looking on the bright side of human life in short, one of my hopeful visions is, that there's a deal of misery awaiting for me, in the midst of which I may come out tolerable strong, and be jolly under circumstances as reflects some credit. I goes into the world, sir, worry buoyant, and I tries this. I goes aboard ship first, and worry soon discovers, by the ease with which I'm jolly, mind you, as there's no credit to be got there. I might have took warning by this, and gave it up, but I didn't. I gets to the United States, and then I do begin, I won't deny it, to feel some little credit in sustaining my spirits. What follows? Just as I'm a beginning to come out, and am a treading on the verge, my master deceives me. Apostrophe, deceives you. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Tom. Swindles me, apostrophe retorted Mr. Tapley with a beaming face. Turns his back on everything as made his service a creditable one, and leaves me high and dry, without a leg to stand upon. In which state I returns home. Worry good. Then all my hopeful visions being crushed, and finding that there ain't no credit for me nowhere, I abandons myself to despair, and says, let me do that as has the least credit in it of all. Mary a dear, sweet creature, as is worry fond of me. Me being, at the same time, worry fond of her, lead a happy life, and struggle no more again the blight which settles on my prospects. Apostrophe, if your philosophy, Mark, apostrophe said Tom, who laughed heartily at this speech, be the oddest I ever heard of, it is not the least wise. Mrs. Lupin said, yes, of course. Apostrophe, apostrophe, why, no, sir, apostrophe replied Mr. Tapley. She hasn't gone so far as that yet, which I attribute principally to my not having asked her. But we was worry agreeable together comfortable, I may say the night I come home. It's all right, sir. Apostrophe, well. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Tom, stopping at the temple gate. I wish you joy, Mark, with all my heart. I shall see you again today, I dare say. Goodbye for the present. Apostrophe, goodbye, sir. Goodbye, Mr. Pinch. Apostrophe he added by way of soliloquy, as he stood looking after him. Although you are a damper to honorable ambition. You little think it, but you was the first to dash my hopes. Pecksniff would have built me up for life, but your sweet temper pulled me down. Goodbye, Mr. Pinch. Apostrophe, while these confidences were interchanged between Tom Pinch and Mark, Martin, and John Westlock were very differently engaged. They were no sooner left alone together than Martin said, with an effort he could not disguise, Mr. Westlock, we have met only once before, but you have known Tom a long while, and that seems to render you familiar to me. I cannot talk freely with you on any subject, unless I relieve my mind of what oppresses it just now. I see with pain, that you so far mistrust me, that you think me likely to impose on Tom's regardlessness of himself, or on his kind nature, or some of his good qualities. Apostrophe, I had no intention, apostrophe replied John, of conveying any such impression to you, and am exceedingly sorry to have done so. Apostrophe, but you entertain it? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Martin. You ask me so pointedly and directly, apostrophe returned the other, that I cannot deny the having accustomed myself to regard you as one who, not in wantonness, but in mere thoughtlessness of character, did not sufficiently consider his nature, and did not quite treat it as it deserves to be treated. It is much easier to slight than to appreciate Tom Pinch. Apostrophe, this was not said warmly, but was energetically spoken to. For there was no subject in the world but one, on which the speaker felt so strongly. I grew into the knowledge of Tom, apostrophe he pursued, as I grew towards manhood, and I have learned to love him as something, infinitely better than myself. I did not think, that you understood him when we met before. I did not think, that you greatly cared to understand him. The instances of this which I observed in you were, like my opportunities for observation, very trivial and were very harmless, I dare say. But they were not agreeable to me, and they forced themselves upon me, for I was not upon the watch for them, believe me. You will say, apostrophe added John, with a smile, as he subsided into more of his accustomed manner, that I am not by any means agreeable to you. I can only assure you, in reply, that I would not have originated this topic on any account. Apostrophe, I originated it, apostrophe said Martin, and so far from having any complaint to make against you, highly esteem the friendship you entertain for Tom, and the very many proofs you have given him of it. Why should I endeavor to conceal from you, he colored deeply, though that I neither understood him nor cared to understand him, when I was his companion, and that I am very truly sorry for it now. Apostrophe, apostrophe, it was so sincerely said, at once so modestly and manfully, that John offered him his hand, as if he had not done so before. And Martin giving his in the same open spirit, all constraint between the young men vanished. Now pray, apostrophe said John, when I tire your patience very much in what I am going to say, recollect that it has an end to it, and that the end is the point of the story. Apostrophe, with this preface, he related all the circumstances connected with his having presided over the illness, and slow recovery of the patient at the Bull, and tacked onto the skirts of that narrative Tom's own account of the business on the wharf. Martin was not a little puzzled when he came to an end, for the two stories seemed to have no connection with each other, and to leave him, as the phrase is, all abroad. If you will excuse me for one moment, apostrophe said John, rising, I will beg you almost immediately to come into the next room. Apostrophe, upon that, he left Martin to himself, in a state of considerable astonishment, and soon came back again to fulfill his promise. Accompanying him into the next room, Martin found there a third person, no doubt the stranger of whom his host had spoken when Tom Pinch introduced him. He was a young man, with deep black hair and eyes. He was gaunt and pale, and evidently had not long recovered from a severe illness. He stood as Martin entered, but sat again at John's desire. His eyes were cast downward, and but for one glance at them both, half in humiliation and half in entreaty, he kept them so, and sat quite still and silent. This person's name is Lewsome, apostrophe said John Westlock, whom I have mentioned to you as having been seized with an illness at the inn near here, and undergone so much. He has had a very hard time of it, ever since he began to recover, but, as you see, he is now doing well. Apostrophe, as he did not move or speak, and John Westlock made a pause, Martin, not knowing what to say, said that he was glad to hear it. The short statement, that I wish you to hear from his own lips, Mr. Chuzzlewit, apostrophe John pursued looking attentively at him, and not at Martin he made to me for the first time yesterday, and repeated to me this morning, without the least variation of any essential particular. I have already told you that he informed me, before he was removed from the inn, that he had a secret to disclose to me which lay heavy on his mind. But, fluctuating between sickness and health, and between his desire to relieve himself of it, and his dread of involving himself by revealing it, he has, until yesterday, avoided the disclosure. I never pressed him for it, having no idea of its later import, or of my right to do so, until within a few days past, when, understanding from him, on his own voluntary avowal, in a letter from the country, that it related to a person whose name was Jonas Chuzzlewit, and thinking that it might throw some light on that little mystery which made Tom anxious now and then, I urged the point upon him, and heard his statement, as you will now, from his own lips. It is due to him to say, that in the apprehension of death, he committed it to writing some time since, unfolded it in a sealed paper, addressed to me, which he could not resolve, however, to place of his own act in my hands. He has the paper in his breast, I believe, at this moment. Apostrophe, the young man touched it hastily, in corroboration of the fact. It will be well to leave that in our charge, perhaps, apostrophe said John. But do not mind it now. Apostrophe, as he said this, he held up his hand to bespeak Martin's attention. It was already fixed upon the man before him, who, after a short silence said, in a low, weak, hollow voice, what relation was Mr. Anthony Chuzzlewit, who died to me? Apostrophe, said Martin. He was my grandfather's brother. Apostrophe, I fear he was made away with. Murdered. Apostrophe, my God. Apostrophe, said Martin. By whom? Apostrophe, the young man, Lewsome, looked up in his face, and casting down his eyes again, replied, I fear, by me. Apostrophe, by you? Apostrophe, cried Martin. Not by my act, but I fear by my means. Apostrophe, speak out. Apostrophe, said Martin, and speak the truth. Apostrophe, I fear this is the truth. Apostrophe, Martin was about to interrupt him again, but John Westlock saying softly, let him tell his story in his own way, apostrophe Lewsome went on thus. I have been bred a surgeon, and for the last few years have served a general practitioner in the city, as his assistant. While I was in his employment I became acquainted with Jonas Chuzzlewit. He is the principal in this deed. Apostrophe, what do you mean? Apostrophe, demanded Martin, sternly. Do you know he is the son of the old man of whom you have spoken? Apostrophe, I do, apostrophe, he answered. He remained silent for some moments, when he resumed at the point where he had left off. I have reason to know it, for I have often heard him wish his old father dead, and complain of his being wearisome to him, and a drag upon him. He was in the habit of doing so, at a place of meeting we had three or four of us at night. There was no good in the place you may suppose, when you hear, that he was the chief of the party. I wish I had died myself, and never seen it. Apostrophe, he stopped again, and again resumed as before. We met to drink and game, not for large sums, but for sums, that were large to us. He generally won. Whether or no, he lent money at interest to those who lost, and in this way, though I think we all secretly hated him, he came to be the master of us. To propitiate him, we made a jest of his father. It began with his debtors, I was one, and we used to toast a quicker journey to the old man, and a swift inheritance to the young one. Apostrophe, he paused again. One night he came there in a very bad humor. He had been greatly tried, he said, by the old man that day. He and I were alone together, and he angrily told me that the old man was in his second childhood, that he was weak, imbecile, and driveling, as unbearable to himself as he was to other people, and that it would be a charity to put him out of the way. He swore that he had often thought of mixing something with the stuff he took for his cough, which should help him to die easily. People were sometimes smothered who were bitten by mad dogs, he said, and why not help these lingering old men out of their troubles too? He looked full at me as he said so. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.